scripted intro. Wilfrid Laurier University Press presents Motherlode, a mosaic of Dutch wartime experience written by Carolyn Vandermeer. Read for you by the author. Dedication. For my mother, Wilma Vandermeer, née Wietske Smalgang, and for Robert and Eric. Preface. This collection of poems, short stories, and essays was initially inspired by stories I had heard as a young girl about my mother's childhood in Nazi-occupied Holland. But the book you now hold, Motherlode, a mosaic of Dutch wartime experience, grew into much more as I wrote it, and now examines the Dutch experience during the occupation from myriad perspectives, thanks to the generous collaboration of several other individuals. I began with the goal of preserving my mother's family legacy, a legacy of helping Jews, including by hiding them from their persecutors, and of resistance work that helped to undermine German rule. But what I discovered during my research was the everyday hardship of war, and the emotions that went with it, the hopelessness and the hope, the terror and the joy, the inner wealth and the outer poverty. This collection is not so much about history as about feeling. It all began with my mother's letters. Late one night, I made a long-distance call to her home in Belleville, Ontario, and asked her to write down everything she could remember about growing up in Holland during the war. Born in De Krim, Overijssel, about 5 kilometers from the German border, she was 2 years old when Holland surrendered, and says of the war, "It was all I knew. This was our starting point." It was hard for her. Her brothers had already asked her to tell these stories in detail, but she had refused. Then when I told her about my plan to write a book, she agreed to help me, and I am forever indebted to her for that. Her willingness took our relationship down a new road. When I visited her childhood village in the summer of 2010, I had no difficulty locating her old house along the canal, a house whose image has long been etched into my memory thanks to faded dog-eared photos. And good fortune was with me that day. The owners were home, and one of them, Canadian-born Gordon Van Wiesel, spoke fluent English. As I stood in the backyard, I was finally able to imagine, really imagine, what it might have been like for my mother to run in mad fright during an air raid when she should have dropped to the ground and stayed still. During my tour of the house, I studied the ceiling, looking for the false floor between the first and second stories where Jewish families were once hidden. And so the first section of this volume is dedicated to my mother and her past, as well as to the journey we made together as we reflected on this time in her life. The essay, The Complexity of Belonging, examines the questions of heritage, legacy, and belonging that I faced along the way. When I realized that my mother's memories were too limited for me to complete an entire manuscript, I began to consider other avenues. This led to the writing of 3 further sections, The Children, The Survivors, and The Fighters. But this was the result of several steps. First, I contacted University of Calgary professor Dr. Herman Ganzevoort, who has written articles and books about post-war World War II Dutch emigration to Canada. At Dr. Ganzevoort's suggestion, I contacted the Canadian Association for the Advancement of Netherlandic Studies, where my efforts were rewarded. The president of the Montreal chapter at the time, Peter Lowenstein, emailed my request for information about those years to his entire membership. For several weeks, responses came in steadily from Dutch immigrants of my mother's generation who were willing to talk about their experiences. Interviews with Libby Bolin Emond, Carla Stappensey, and Kees van der Heyden have added another dimension to this collection. Their stories have inspired poems and short stories that help illustrate the Dutch experience from various perspectives. My 2010 trip to the Netherlands yielded more material. I spent hours at the Netherlands Institute for War Documentation and the Jewish Historical Museum, both of which had excellent librarians who helped me discover Onderduik, the hiding period, from the Dutch perspective. Photo description. Across a canal is a street with 5 two-story buildings that face the camera. Some light traffic appears on the road and a small fenced area overlooks the canal. Caption. My mother's childhood home, second from left, seen from the other side of the canal in 2010. Located on the village of De Krim's Hoofdweg, or Main Street, it stands among other homes that have, like my mother's home, undergone significant gentrification since 1943, when the cover photo was taken. Text. These institutions gave me a sense of what it was like for families to put their lives at risk for those who were being persecuted. In addition, the Netherlands Institute for War Documentation had a breadth of material on the Dutch resistance movement.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?